Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
contests and generate more sales. Restaurants, bars, hotels, auto dealerships, real estate offices, whatever your business, fantasy sports contests can help you increase your sales and bring you more loyal customers. Visit Fanify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. Our software lets you customize contests fast and easy for your brand. That's right. Visit Fanify.com or call 888-55-SPORT. That's 888-55-SPORT or visit Fanify.com.
Hold your breath. Hold it. Hold it. Keep holding. At first, you feel fine. Then panic sets in. What you're feeling now is just like the financial stress that millions of us feel. It's like you're drowning. Meanwhile, big things, little things, the moments that matter, slip away. SunTrust is about to help America catch its breath by lighting the way to financial confidence to help you make smart choices to move forward, onward, and upward. So now, let go and breathe. Feel that relief? Take the first step. Join the movement at onup.com.
You guys, welcome into the WAMR DB Let's Talk. Good evening. You're with the editor, Kareem Ali, and general manager of WAMR Radio. And we got 13 days before election time. All the fussing and fighting, Adrian, is almost over with.
yeah, it's almost. Almost. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait. I'm so sick of this election.
It don't even. Oh, it's almost like we're in a high school election.
Exactly.
I feel like we're back in high school. I have never. President Obama is just like, you know what? People around the world, it is so embarrassing. I don't even know. And I can say this much. That's why I played Ayana's song. I am so through with it all. I don't care what you do.
Right.
I don't care who get in. It don't make a difference.
You need to care because you don't want Trump in there. No, sir. That would be a disaster.
It's going to be a disaster either way. That's how I look at it.
Right.
I've been hearing both sides of the fence. I just don't know. We've had a black president for 8 years, and somebody mentioned, Black Coffee mentioned some statistics today. And
yes.
She said something about how many murders that have taken place of black lives since President Obama has taken office.
Yes.
You know, and in Chicago is a war zone. They call that what? Chirac.
Yeah,
man, Chirac. And I'm from the Chi-Town. Man, and it doesn't make any sense to me. You know,
Chicago is one of the most dangerous areas in the entire country, and it's really sad because it's always had a bad reputation. I mean, but now it's just really, it's almost like they've given up on trying to enforce laws in that area.
It's not all of Chicago.
Right, I know. But they say that it's got the lowest amount of police patrolling, but it needs the most police patrolling. So
they scared.
It's really bad.
They scared. That's why they don't patrol out here. That's why they don't patrol out here. It goes into my, you know, these 13 days left, we just encourage everybody to just vote
right.
Their conscience. But I've been looking at Facebook. Some girl, I think somebody, you posted it about she hit the Hillary Clinton button and it jumped over to the Trump button.
The machines are malfunctioning in Trump's favor. Like she said that she pressed Hillary Clinton and it jumped over to Donald Trump. And she stated that they were going to take that machine out, but that's what they told her. Who knows whether they actually took it out or not. So I don't know, and I hope that it's not a regular thing. But I can actually see them doing it. After that hanging chad incident years ago, I can see them trying to attempt to keep Hillary out of there. I really can.
That is really close. I mean, if it's been jumping like that, maybe that's why it's so close. He's in D.C. today. He's in D.C. today. And Hillary, I guess, I don't know where she is. She might be celebrating her birthday. You never know.
That's
true. She's partying, looping it up. She's been low-keyed about it.
I never really trust polling. Polling, I've never been called by anybody, so I'm pretty sure they call only certain people. And I've never really trusted that kind of polling thing. I think that I think it's biased. I really do.
Right.
So
and they were talking about. Go ahead.
Uh huh.
No. Go ahead. You rather what?
I said I would rather wait to see the actual votes because I just don't trust it.
Well, I mean, the part that I don't like about the situation is the way they treated Obama. There was somebody on Facebook on our page that mentioned that he was a black man, and had it been a black man stated that, you know, a woman that said that she had been raped. Look at Cosby. The notion that the woman just said that she had been raped, they got Cosby all over stretched out. Now, that's an allegation. Why isn't he been arrested? Trump been arrested? Why have no criminal charges came up? That's what the guy was saying.
It's got to
sicken people to think that, you know, that certain people can get away with certain things. But he was right. I mean, if somebody accused you of something, they accused Cosby. Mr. Cosby, of some things, and
And look, I mean, the poor man was sitting in his old chair, just chilling. And they came and got him, beat him up, put him in jail.
Sure did.
And Trump can do the same thing. We have allegations, and ain't nobody said nothing about criminal charges. Nobody. That's what he was
saying.
He
the fact that a man is running for president with all these allegations is ridiculous. I mean, years ago, they would have knocked him out of the race for something like that. But now it's like everything is acceptable. Everything is acceptable. It doesn't matter what he does.
It is. It's crazy. I ain't never seen that.
I mean,
that
they
like
say the man raped a 13-year-old girl. I mean, even if he was just accused of it, he shouldn't run for president.
Man,
I mean, just being accused is enough to get out of the race. Insane.
13 days, 6 hours, 59 seconds, 59 minutes, and 40 seconds.
Wow, you really got to count down.
But then, you know, we got to work. Then we got to turn our attention toward Georgia. We're here in Georgia, and you know, you got people who have just kind of forgotten about those races. You know, we want to make sure that we put out here that Donzella James for the 35th district needs our support. You know, we need to be able to get behind this woman that has been a champion of people for years. So for the 35th district, Donzella James, who has supported our radio programming and making sure that we have state participation from GVRA and other groups so that there be transparency within those programs, which we really thank her because she didn't have to do that. She is a grade A state senator, and she's the people senator. And people are asking her to do stuff all over this country, and she goes and does it. Whereas she brought to my attention the other night when I was talking to her, she was like, you know, she was right in South Carolina, they asked her to come and deliver the prayer for the victims that were shot in South Carolina. She was just invited to the White House with all the U.S. senators and the congressional people. She was the only state senator that was invited for a special situation there at the White House. This woman is an awesome
person. The right person.
And she's an awesome, awesome individual. And we're also supporting her with the Autism Foundation.
Yes.
And I just want to make sure that, you know, we're going to be doing some stuff in the next few days, getting the word out. This is one of the reasons why I came on to the show. It is important that we keep real elected officials in office, and we need to get the ones that are not doing crap out. We got some state stuff that's coming up. We got something with the schools where they're trying to privatize the schools and take the power of the school system away from the parents. That's something we have to keep our eye on.
Definitely. Definitely.
And you, as a small business owner, you know, tell people about what you do, because I've been actually checking out. Man, y'all need to check out her site. I mean, they turn a place like this, some woods, into some kind of, like some movie set. Your company is what, Function Events?
Our company is Function Events, a part of Woodsway Enterprises. It's a family-owned business. Me, my sister Daphne Woods, my brother Johnny Woods Jr., my other sister, God rest her soul, passed away in 2014. She was a part of it too. What we do is we specialize in company picnics, employee appreciation award ceremonies, and things like that. When a company wants to celebrate their employees, reward them for the job that they do. Even companies with up to like 2,500 employees, we've done those, and they just celebrate the employees. It can include anything from Ferris wheels to clowns, facial, I think they're called caricaturists, face painters, food concessions. We do it all. We do it all. We do weddings also. That's part of our catering service. We also have a catering service, a premier catering service, and we do weddings, graduation parties, any kind of celebration that you could think of, we've done. And
I was doing the Albany State thing, man.
We did Albany State's casino party a couple of months ago, and it was very successful for the alumni.
Was it money,
and then,
your money?
And then yes, and then this past weekend we were charged to do their parking and ticket taking and everything like that to kind of control the crowd, and they asked us to do it. That's not really up our alley, but we did it anyway because it needed to be done, and the people that were supposed to do it kind of bailed on them. So we kind of do sort of have our fingers on everything, but mostly is corporate, and that's why we have a hard time with the advertising, because we have to bid for these events, and you have to really go through their company. So it really is it's hard to do the advertising now. Up for that, but the catering, we try to advertise in the Atlanta area and, just the south, the southern regions. We've been in North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee.
What if Mr. Trump call you and tell you that he needs you to cater his event? You going?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one, because I really, really, really do not like that man. I really, really don't. Now, if it's for his employees, I might do it because they have nothing to do with him. But if it's him, no, I highly doubt it. I highly doubt it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know that you guys have. I've seen a lot of stuff that you guys have done, and it just looks like you turned things into a wonderland.
Yes. Yes, we've done movie sets.
Like,
we've done we at Atlantic Station once we did a movie set for a woman who is starting her production company, and we did a whole set for her. We do a lot of decor, I mean, and we match it to whatever you want. It's what you want. We don't just come and say this is what we have. If our client says that I want this, this is where I want it to be, then we go and find what they want. We don't. It's you. It's not us. Yeah, a lot of companies just say this is what we have, and you have to use this, but we don't do that because we try to cater to the clients. So
how long have you guys been in business?
Actually, this is our 11th year.
Okay.
This is our 11th year.
So who came up with the concept of doing this?
Actually, my younger sister Daphne did, because she was working for a company called Fun Company in Atlanta, and Fun Company did basically just company picnics, and through some financial problems, they went out of business, and she started saying, well, I think I could do that. So we started out very, very slow, gaining inventory and coming up with lead lists for companies and reaching out to them. I mean, you have to do mass emails, you have to do mass marketing, and reach out to HR departments in many, many different companies all over the country. Because we've been to Ohio, we've been to Michigan, we did Daimler Chrysler in Michigan. Just any company that is willing to do an event for their employees.
Did you go in the wintertime or did you go in the summertime?
That was actually October when we went to Michigan. So it was just about to get cold, but it wasn't cold. So. Yeah, I wouldn't want to go in like December or January, no. Most of our events are in the summer and fall.
And most of your employees are from the South. They would have got off that plane in Chicago and told you, I quit.
Exactly. It's cold up there in the wintertime. It is cold in Michigan.
That's why I left. And I did not realize that I knew you were really, I kind of appreciate you coming on the show with me tonight, because
thank you.
I know you just kind of jump in there with Black Coffee. You guys have your own routine. I just kind of sit back and listen to you guys. But, you know, we got so much that has been covered. And because of the presidential election, I think we've been distracted. I just saw some stuff on Facebook where a police officer had a young man get on the ground. And because he didn't get on the ground fast enough, he stumped him in the face. Talk about police brutality that's going on in this country where it's just blatant police brutality.
Brutality. It's ridiculous.
And it's caught on tape. And he says, and the guy, when he kicked him, he broke his jaw, knocked out three teeth.
Sure
and he
did.
Says, yeah, buddy. He says, we got it on camera, sweetie. Okay. What? I mean, what?
Unbelievable.
And when he said it, I could not believe it. You know, I've been perusing all sorts of stuff that's going on. There's a lot of things that's going on, and unfortunately, and I'm not trying to be funny, but the money that Trump and Clinton spent to carry the airwaves, we could have got damn near out of debt in some places and built new schools.
Can you imagine?
And gotten people employed and trained and created jobs with the type of money that they are shoveling out, right? But let me get this. The reason why I said this is that I saw something on Facebook where President Obama and Mrs. Obama gave that last party at the White House.
Right.
There's somebody put something out there, they're spending our taxpayer money for the party. Okay, first of all, he got a job. Like, you know, and it's just like they were talking about Michelle's dress, right?
Yes.
TMZ was talking about Michelle's dress. Okay, her husband makes $500,000 a year. She can afford
it. Exactly. I think he can afford a dress, a designer dress.
He has
a
job.
And 9 out of 10 of the time, you don't even buy the dress anyway. The designer lets you wear the dress and for show to advertise what they can do.
Absolutely.
You really have to give it back to them most of the time. So I don't even know why they have a shit about her wearing a dress.
It because they dumb. Just like they sat back and made the biggest deal about President Obama not being an American. Okay.
Yeah, Donald Trump spent 4 years, 5 years fighting that birth certificate thing. So ridiculous.
But that's the thing. Somebody made it smart enough for him to run around the country and get the support of the right wing groups that said, "Oh, well, you know, he's gone after Obama and don't give a damn," you know. And that pretty much gave him the horse that rode into our lives with that bad hairstyle, man. They need to make him do something with that hairdo.
Like coffee calls it a possum.
Until I saw his younger picture, I thought it was a toupee, but that is how they grew his boy's hair as a child. Like, they just took it and flipped it back. I'm like,
he was on David Letterman, and then David Letterman pulled the hair, and it was real.
Unreal.
I don't know, but I know that he's just a horrible person, and I've had theories about him doing this in, you know, for Hillary, and Hillary being behind it. But if he is behind it, they're taking a horrible chance because there's a lot of racist people in this country, and they would love a racist president. And I don't think that I would have risked anything like that. Because this Trump thing has really brought out the fact that a lot of people are still racist against black people.
And that's what's so weird, is that why would you be racist against a people that only makes up 13% of this country?
Right.
When the rest of the world is coming in and making them the minority. Because we're not going back to Africa. You brought us here, we're going to stay here.
Exactly.
Right? We came here on a one-way trip ticket on a boat, right? And a bunch of us didn't make it. So So guess
and
what?
And I read somewhere today that they said the Klan was ready to start a war if Trump is elected. And I was like, no, people are not going to be fearful like they were in 1600 and 1800. You're going to have a battle on your hands. You're going to have to kill them. So they're not going to back to slavery.
You can't get your kid to go take out the garbage. You think they
right.
Let's talk about cotton. Now, that picture you put on Facebook, you said that was behind your house that was cotton.
It's right behind our property, yeah.
Oh,
right
Lord
behind our property,
y'all.
There's a whole crop of cotton. And I go out there and look at it sometimes just to remind myself of what my ancestors went through.
Go back and look at it, man. I couldn't believe it. I've been here over 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And when I saw it, I had to look because I thought my eyes were playing tricks on me. And you talk about let me tell you something. That's not good. That's not good at all. That picture alone, they need to just put that in the up as a reminder of, you know, what's going on in other people's minds. I mean,
that's true.
They talking about they trying to hire people to pick it. Well, I know you ain't trying to hire us. We quit.
No, because we're not trying to do it. We're just not. They know that.
We quit. We quit.
They know we're not
that
picking any fruit, and they know we're not picking any cotton.
They ain't tricking us no more. That's what I say. But you know what? This is one thing I want to kind of change gears about the murder that took place on the property that I live on. And some of you might have saw me on CBS 46 on Monday at noon. And they didn't put the piece on the web. I called to find out because as soon as they do it, I'm going to put it on the Facebook page. But they're talking about call Crime Stoppers. Some people don't even know how to spell Crime Stoppers. And since I've been out here, so you didn't even give up the number. Call Crime Stoppers. They already done took the tape down where if somebody, they can move that furniture out and move people right on back in, and they wouldn't know the difference. Now, remember I posted something on Facebook that showed that this same property, different management company, rented out the apartment to a family. And just to let you know that the carpet was stained up when they moved this family in because they said, oh, that's just grape juice. Did you all see that on my Facebook page?
Yeah,
I saw that.
Yep.
They found out that
a woman had got murdered there.
Young girl, 19 years old, they called her honey, 18 or 19 years old, and they did not. And before those people moved in, that apartment I know had to have been empty for at least 2 years.
Yeah.
So they never even went in and cleaned the carpet properly.
Right. Didn't even clean the bed up.
So this and so the biggest deal about this conversation is in Georgia, right? It states that they don't have to tell you that somebody has died in that house or in that apartment.
Unbelievable. That you're not even supposed, you don't even have to divulge that information? That's crazy.
No, don't have to divulge if somebody was killed in that house, murdered, or whatever. That is the Bates Hotel, nothing. And these are the type of laws that I fear that if the Trumps get in, you know, that would be more and more prone to people, the smaller folks, not getting the information that they need to get to better, you know, because this was a family. What is that noise?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's my phone. Next to the same time.
This is a family that moved into this apartment, And the kids had to find out about it based on the other kids, because, you know, children talk.
they're living
in the dead woman's place. And the next thing you know, there you have it. You have, you know, these kids saying, we're living in this dead woman's apartment, or, you know, and nobody knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knew it. But these are the laws that happened, just like they're saying there on the. I have not seen a detective on the property yet. There's been nobody walking around or even in the apartment, because it's right across from where I lived at. And when I say lived too, because I will probably won't be here any much longer. But that's because of the fact that you have police officers that don't care.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care. They don't care about a black couple being killed. But I guarantee you, if it was a white couple, baby.
Yeah.
These doors would be kicked in tonight.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt.
They mad at me too.
Oh, yeah?
They mad at me. I'm gonna tell everybody y'all ain't worth two quarters rubbed together. You worse than Trump and his bad hairdo.
So they don't even know what really happened.
No, not at all. And it's almost like, and people were walking out news team was there. People just walking out like it was okay. This is what I'm saying. People that are black just have a high tolerance for bullshit.
Yeah.
That's just what I'm saying. I remember what, you know, we do. We just don't take, you know, it couldn't have been in a different neighborhood. It couldn't have been one more mile up the road, because it would have been taped off. They'd be like, they'd tell their kids, don't go over there, don't go over there.
Right.
All the kids is walking back and forth. It's like it never happened. And that's what my fear is with this election, where people have grown numb to all the other things that's happening around the world. That's why I put some links up about the Stone Mountain killing, and then about the killing that took place in Lincoln, where the police shot a man in the McDonald's parking lot.
Wow.
He wasn't doing nothing.
Jesus.
Right?
I think a lot of problems with those cops is that I think a lot of them are Klan. I'm sorry, that's just my belief. I believe that they are connected to the Klan. I believe the Klan, they either hired them or they were infiltrated by the Klan, because you're not going to tell me that these men are going to risk their job on police brutality for no reason. They're doing it because they get rewarded by their clan. They get rewarded. They look like a hero. And they already know the only thing that's going to happen is they're going to go on administrative paid leave. It's very rare you hear about a cop that does that gets fired.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them on paid leave or on desk duty. So.
Wow.
Nothing really happens. So why not? Why not do it?
I think the only person I think that they actually going to prosecute is the little poor white lady up in Utah, where she just shot the man, and they all looked at him. The only reason why is because the camera was rolling. If that helicopter, I think the boyfriend was in the helicopter. Right, and he was saying a big bad guy, and she just shot him. They just looked at him, talking about, "Oh no, we ain't doing this one. You're on your own, Sally Sue."
Yeah, they kind of left her for dead on that incident, because she was held up on that one. I mean, she didn't have any help.
That
was blatant murder there, though.
And it's been blatant murder. It's been blatant murder from what I put on Facebook. I mean, it's been, battery assault. I mean, no, and you know what? These men are being shot and killed, and there's no follow-up. Notice
Absolutely.
That since the election has escalated. Notice this part now. Everybody listen to this. Notice that the shootings have escalated since since we've got into the primary part of the election. Notice it.
Yes.
Because they can do it, and because Hillary and Trump have bought the airwaves, the main airwaves, and that's why it's so important to have online radio, online television, online, you know, the internet is so important because real information, real things that are occurring are given in real time, you know.
Yes.
No one has spoken about the case in South Carolina, with the gentleman that was in his truck and they just shot him while he was
yes.
sitting in the truck. Nobody's mentioned anything about the gentleman that was shot in Utah. Nobody's mentioned anything about the guy that shot up the church. Whatever happened to him?
Well,
has anybody even mentioned him?
He's still in jail, but still they don't talk about it anymore.
It gets swept underneath the rug, just like this situation out here.
I think his name was Roof or something like that.
Well, all I know is they got to have him on the lock and key. I don't even want to talk mm-hmm. about that. That's the craziest thing. They took and
that
got him
crazy.
Something to
this
eat.
Man went in there and shot up grandmothers. Just
children.
Insane.
But the police took him to get something to eat.
Yeah, took him to Burger King. Unbelievable. If he had gone and killed nine white people at a church, he'd have shown up with bruises, black eyes, everything.
If she was on the other foot,
mm-hmm.
that's another segment, Adrian. So
yeah,
when we look at the distraction that this election has had, what do you think about that being said? How true do you really think that is? Because it's not a conspiracy theory. It's facts.
Yeah.
They're not talking about anything else.
Nope.
Anything that happens in the next 13 days, 4 hours, 32 minutes, 22 seconds, it's going to be swept underneath the rug. So I suggest don't everybody needs to get just swept underneath the rug. Period.
Everybody's so focused now on the election and everything that all this other stuff is just going by the wayside.
It's a distraction.
Mm-hmm.
I've never looked at I tell everybody right now, just Google police brutality and just look mm-hmm. at how many articles there are that just spurl out. I thought I could just take a couple of them. They show all of them are so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, the news is still being produced by the smaller networks, but the main networks are covering this idiot and this other idiot. Between the two of them, to me, they're part of the end of the baby boomers trying to hold on to the country, both of them. And it bothers me that Hillary gets a chance to run to represent black people.
Really?
It bothers me. It does. It has to. We just had a black president.
Yep.
You don't really see, and nothing is, like they've not said anything about how they're going to make America great again. Neither one of them.
Right.
No one has talked about what they're going to do. They're just name calling like a bunch of damn kids.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm so glad that's over.
We got a few more minutes to go with the. This is stupid. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. But I wanted to let people know that we got these days that are left, and it's important that you don't be distracted so badly that you lose focus of what's really important. And what's important is that everybody keep their head on a swivel, because this crime rate is gone out of control now. It's getting to the holidays, and the economy and for certain people have gotten better, and for other people they've gotten worse. We all need to be careful. Everybody needs to be as careful as possible, but really there's nothing you can do. What I can say is that it's time for all of us to protect ourselves. You know, I definitely am going to get an additional piece of equipment up in here myself. You have to protect yourself. You do.
Sure do.
Because you got people out here that are acting like we're in the Wild Wild West.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, acting like we are back in the Wild Wild West. Like, I got my gun. Where's yours? I don't have one, okay? Then that's just your problem. So, you would have to be careful.
Is crime in Albany that bad?
Crime in Albany is bad. Crime in Albany has always been bad. But we were third on the list in the country for towns and cities that have a lot of crime. I'd say we were like number three. And that's pretty bad compared to New York and Chicago. And to be number three right here in Georgia was quite disturbing. But, we have a crime problem down here, mainly because of gangs. We have a lot of southern gangs down here, and they are doing their thing. They don't play. So I think that's the main reason why our crime rate is so high. And, not to mention that it's very low employment here and not anything for young people to really do. So mainly they just stay in trouble. They don't really have an outlet here. There's no entertainment here for them. There's just nothing to do. I mean, everything is in Lee County. Daughter County has nothing for teenagers to do or young people to do. 21 and up, you can hang out at these little clubs, but they're not that safe either. So
wow.
I think Albany has a long way to go as far as giving young people some kind of outlet. I mean, we had a recreation center one here once, and it closed down. And a lot of kids used to go to it, and nothing like that exists now.
Is that because of bad politics?
Bad politics.
Bad
the city commission, the county commission. They are horrible. I mean, they are just horrible. There's no better word for it. They're horrible. they don't have any political sense. I mean, and as a small business owner in Albany, my sister and I have tried our best to work with the city commission in Albany to come up with ways to expand Albany, to make Albany more desirable for people coming in. The people that may want to move here, we tried ideas with the aquarium. We tried ideas with the airport to make the airport somewhere where people won't have to stop. Because mostly when people come to Albany, they stop at Atlanta and they drive from Atlanta. They don't use the Albany airport. And we were coming up with ways to try to expand that and try to make it more interesting, like have Wi-Fi there, a coffee stand. Something to make someone want to just sit in the airport for a while. Well, they rejected that, so.
Wow.
We're back to, now they have just vending machines there. So everything that we tried to suggest got knocked down.
I hate to ask this question. I have to ask this. Okay, I'm just going to ask. Is it ran by a bunch of blacks?
It is. It surely is.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is so sad.
I would say up until about 2-3 years ago, but now the last 2-3 years they've been voting in more white people. So
unfortunately, what's going to happen is
Lee County, which is right next to Doherty County, Albany, they got a lot of business because Doherty County was so stupid. They got the Walmart. They got the skating rink. They got the movie theater. They got everything. When people want to do something, they have to go out to Lido Road, which is Lee County, and have fun and shop. They don't do anything in Albany. So I think it's really sad. It's really sad that they lost all that business.
Well, it's designed that way, and that's another show. It's called Gatekeepers.
Yeah.
Those people that held the office, were the gatekeepers for the new regime to come in and be creative and create economic development while they held off everybody else. And that's what's happened in DeKalb County. That's what's happened with a lot of the small cities, and even like Michigan, where, you know, there's no economic development in Chicago. No economic development on the south side of Chicago. You know,
and it's
a breeding place. It's a breeding place for this type of behavior that's happening in the community.
Exactly.
And that's another story. We're going to continue to talk, you know, a little bit. Adrian, please let people know how to get in contact with Function Events. And I put a link on our page on the Facebook. I put your Facebook link on our show page. But how else can people, can they call you? How do people get, if they got an event that's coming? Because we're getting into the holidays, so everybody likes to, you know.
Yeah. Well, they can always check our website out, which is www.acateredfunction.com. And the company picnic website is a companypicnicfunction.com. All together. Companypicnicfunction.com. Phone number is 800-617-7660. That's the 800 number. And let me see what else. We have another email of info@companypicnicfunction.com. That's if you want to just send a generic email to ask questions.
Okay.
And we will get back to you. And if you want a quote, we will send you a quote based on what you say you want. And on the website, the Cater Function website, we have a list on there of it's a form with a list of everything that we offer in catering. And people can check it off and fax it to us at 866-738-3310. They can fax it to us and let us know what they want and what they like, and we will get them the prices and a quote. So that's pretty much it.
That is perfect. And I truly appreciate your time tonight. I know, trying to get out of this little rut that I've been in so that we can keep on. So to let everybody else know, Yanni Red will be on Thursday. And, of course, Black Coffee Talk will be on Friday. So y'all got Halloween coming up. I don't know how they're going to do that. They're going to party Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I have no idea. This is the only place I know. All you have to do is say it's a holiday, and they own it.
Right.
They don't care. That's crazy. But, we're going to get out of here. I got some pre-recorded stuff. This is my little hour show. We just wanted to – we'll be back on again next Wednesday.
Okay.
We'll be talking about the election, and I'm hoping you'll be my guest again. And
no
we'll have
problem.
More,
I appreciate you having
talk
me.
About. I really appreciate it. Y'all sit back and listen to some of these interviews that I had up. Show's about to go off in about 5 minutes.
Thank you.
holding. At first, you feel fine. Then panic sets in. What you're feeling now is just like the financial stress that millions of us feel. It's like you're drowning. Meanwhile, big things, little things, the moments that matter, slip away. SunTrust is about to help America catch its breath by lighting the way to financial confidence, to help you make smart choices to move forward, onward, and upward. So now, let go and breathe. Feel that relief? Take the first step. Join the movement at onup.com.
Again, hi, this is Kareem Ali with WMR Radio, Atlanta Mix Radio. We're here at the Facebook Small Business Gala. All right, and we're very happy to make sure that Facebook was very nice and kind enough to invite us to this event. And this gentleman, this handsome gentleman, for you single ladies, don't see a ring on his. Oh, he got a ring on his finger. Okay, he's married. Don't worry about it. But we're talking with him about the Small Business Week and how community-oriented Facebook is. Sir, could you please tell our listening audience your name and your position?
Sure. My name is Asher Rapkin, and I work in product marketing communications on Pages and Messenger here at Facebook.
Okay. And you guys have partnered with the SBA on this Small Business Week. How does that make people like small businesses feel more, I guess, we're in the South, more closer to Facebook? Like, it's okay to talk to you guys in a way that's just like we're friends.
Yeah, it's totally okay to talk to us. I mean, Facebook's mission is to make the world more open and connected, and businesses are an integral part of that. You know, I grew up in a household with two small business owners, and I can tell you that the way that I saw people interacting with my family really deeply impacted me growing up and was part of my community. So when we think about Facebook as the vibrant, living, breathing entity that it is, businesses have every right to be there and are an integral part of it, just like my family's small businesses were in the community I grew up in.
So we're past corporate social responsibility. Facebook is a community partner of small businesses, pretty much.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, small businesses are core to not just...
Thank you.